It's not easy to become a teacher. There are special tests, background checks, and student teaching. So why are so many teachers calling it quits and changing careers? In this first of a four-part series on Illinois' teaching shortage and education today, GLT's Ryan Denham talks to former teachers about what led them to leave the classroom and what school districts can do to stop the bleeding.
Derek Sieg is an educator with nearly two decades of experience in Illinois, first as a PE teacher and coach, and then as a principal. But these days, Sieg isn't walking the halls of a K-12 school or standing in front of a classroom. His office is on the third floor of Fell Hall at Illinois State University, where he advises college students what classes to take or how to graduate on time.
And that's really the big draw for me, is being able to be a positive influence for students, whether they're junior high, high school, grade school, Illinois State University.
The 51-year-old is one of thousands of trained Illinois teachers who no longer teach. Teacher attrition, including those who leave the profession, is one of the main drivers of a crisis-level teacher shortage that's disrupting education statewide. Sieg's career path is not uncommon. After college, he taught for 6 years. When his kids were born, he was looking for a job more conducive to the demands of parenting. Coaching required a lot of after-school work hours, so he took a job at State Farm and then Country Financial, working in auto claims. But he missed teaching, so he went back. He earned his master's, became principal at a K-8 school in Flanagan, about 30 miles north of here. And in 2015, his job was eliminated due to state funding issues. After a brief stint back in the classroom, he took a job, academic advising at ISU.
We have a lot of very good teachers that are not in the classroom in the state of Illinois.
As schools struggle to find applicants for their available positions, they're also losing teachers like Sieg. More than 12,000 educators left Illinois or the profession in 2015 and 2016. It's an attrition rate of 7%, according to the State Board of Education. It's a concern from Ben Matthews, field staff for the Illinois Education Association Teachers Union. He helps represent 1,800 employees in Unit 5 in District 87.
We're in the middle of almost a perfect storm, but not a good perfect storm, in that we have folks who are leaving the profession. That's a growing reason for people to not teach the following year, not work in our schools the following year. And it's combined with a shrinking pool of folks who want to get into the profession, which is leaving vacancies, jobs with a lot fewer applicants to choose from.
There are many reasons why teachers leave the profession, some personal, some systemic. They can add up. Bethany Baines was an elementary education major at ISU. She taught for a couple of years, first in Springfield and then as a teacher's assistant in Unit 5.
When you have something that you had committed your college education to and a dream that, I don't know, maybe I'm a little jaded looking back, but you know, at the time, I probably would have said it was my dream.
Baines and her husband wanted to start a family, and the year-to-year uncertainty of whether she'd keep her job, it's common for young teachers, it caused anxiety. She also lacked the certification to do that small group reading intervention work she found most stimulating, and she couldn't afford to go back to school.
I didn't feel that I could financially support my family as a teacher's assistant.
She was also frustrated at times by a lack of freedom in how she ran her classroom. In one episode, she could tell from test scores that her students were not grasping some geometry concepts that they had just studied. Instead of moving on to the next unit as her school's schedule required, she instead crafted a hands-on intervention-style geometry lesson using marshmallows and toothpicks. She says her administration wasn't pleased. That reflected on her next evaluation.
That was very difficult for me when I felt like I didn't have really a whole lot of choice. You know, because as a teacher, you don't want to just throw information at your students. You want to make sure that they're getting it and ultimately that they carry that with them to not just the next test, but the next grade, and that they really grasp that concept.
It all added up. She says it was a difficult decision, but she left for a job in retail. Now she's full-time at Country Financial in Bloomington.
I have moved on, and I'm happy where I'm at.
Some trained teachers never even got started before calling it quits. That's what happened to Nick Pate of Bloomington, a former Marine who graduated from ISU in 2013, a degree in secondary education. He thought his military experience and being a bit older than other new teachers would be advantages on the resume. He tried to land a teaching job for 2 years. He got close once, a third interview.
He said it was a really tough choice. It came down to me and the other guy, and he said basically it came to a coin flip. And I was like, really? Like, you just determined my future on a coin flip? Like, I was pretty put off by that.
With a family to support, Pate turned his waiter job at Biagi's into a career. He trained as a chef and is now a dining room service manager there. His teaching license expired this summer, and he chose not to renew it.
I always felt like I could have been a really great teacher, and I really was into it and loved everything about it. But it just seemed like maybe, you know, if I was as good as a teacher as I thought I was going to be, then somebody would have hired me. So they missed their opportunity, and it's unfortunate, but it's just kind of not something I want to do anymore.
A retention rate is defined as the percentage of full-time teachers who return to the same school year to year. In Illinois, it varies by district. The statewide average in 2017 was 86%. Most McLean County districts are doing slightly better than that, though Ridgeview and Tri-Valley lagged a bit, both at 83%. One way the districts are reacting is by increasing starting salaries. Unit 5's new two-year agreement with its union raises new teacher base pay by nearly 7% to $37,000. Even that leaves a district lower than others. Those first few years on the job are key for determining whether a teacher becomes a lifelong educator or makes an early exit. That's according to Nancy Latham, a professor at ISU's College of Education who studied teacher attrition extensively.
That has a direct impact on districts. When you think about, there have been some studies that have shown that every new teacher, a district really to get them up and going and producing and having the impact we wanted to have, and that all that they need to do that, a district really is probably investing anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 in that teacher. Well, if that's a revolving door in those first 5 years, you can see how it's very hard on learners, it's very hard on a building, it's just on that entire community.
And it's not just the money. Here's Mark Jontry, Regional Superintendent of Schools for McLean, DeWitt, Logan, and Livingston Counties.
The research shows that those teachers that are adequately supported through a mentoring and induction-type program are going to survive those first 2 or 3 years where the statistics show they otherwise might be dropping out of the profession.
Jontry says it needs to be comprehensive.
So I think the districts that can devote time and effort to that are going to realize the benefits of retaining teachers and improving the skill level of their teachers that are in those initial first 2 or 3 years.
With that in mind, the union that represents Unit 5 teachers bargained in its new contract for a new teacher mentoring program. It's according to Lindsay Dickinson, an 8th grade math teacher and president of the Unit 5 Education Association, or UFEA. New teachers will be paired with an experienced teacher based on their grade level or content area. There are certain designated topics they'll talk about each month, like how to navigate parent-teacher conferences, plus some after-school seminars for the new hires.
I hope that it adds up to not only buy-in to Unit 5, that they feel some sort of a connection and a responsibility to give back to Unit 5, but also realize the importance of the union and say without the union and without a strong union, that these programs and these things would not exist. So seeing that all of us are coming together, working collaboratively, will be able to have them feel secure in their job and secure with what they do on a daily basis. Because what we do, while it's great to support each other, our sole purpose is to make sure that kids are supported and that kids learn and kids grow.
Nancy Latham, the ISU researcher, says mentorship is handled unevenly across the state.
Some have huge, formal, substantive, deep induction and mentoring programs and support, and some are, oh, there's another kindergarten teacher, I'll just hook you up, and here's her cell phone number. You know what I mean? I mean, it's everything in between.
Attrition won't ever fall to zero. Some people just want to change careers. Here's Latham again.
When compared to other fields, education, if you look at the national employment data, there are fields bleeding more than we do. Retail bleeds, of course, a lot more than education. Nursing seems to be bleeding terribly.
Another troubling sign, says Ben Matthews from the IEA, is it's not just early career teachers who are leaving.
You know, we have folks who've been teaching for 20 or 25 years, and the job has changed completely from when they got into the work. There's less time to teach, less autonomy. There's a lot more top-down directives, very little time to really do the things that they are passionate about working with students, a lot more paperwork, a lot more hours, and there's folks who just are burned out and can't take that anymore.
You can see an interactive graphic showing teacher retention rates for McLean County school districts at our website, wglt.org. I'm Ryan Denham.
Coming up tomorrow is part two of our series on Illinois' teacher shortage in education today. Eric Stock reports whether and how teacher pay contributes to the lack of educators.